This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Every once in a while on this program, we are graced with the audience of an awesome, famous person. And she is Boss Lady Anita Dean Arnett. I'm so glad to have her on. I can't think of the last time I interviewed you, Boss Lady, on my show.
I don't think it's, it's been a long time.
And she's celebrating 20 years as a part of this amazing team. And longer than that in broadcasting, though.
Yes. We'll say 35
decades,
plus.
decades. But what a blessing. Someone who wakes people up every morning and gets people going during the day. Her slogan is,
praise is what I do.
And this, I mean, who do you have in your life that lifts your spirits toward Christ, that picks you up, that encourages you, that when you see this person, you are just, you're reminded about God's mercy. Yeah, you're having a tough day. Yeah, you just lost a relative. Yeah, you just got the someone has cancer or you're dealing with a virus or something. But this lady for 20 plus years has been that in my life. And she's right across the hall. If you ever hear background noise from when we interview pro wrestler Nikita Koloff or we interview these people that come through here to be on Truth Talk, the noise is her getting her praise on, right? Right across the hall. Tell everyone what happens over there, Boss Lady.
Every day from 12 until 3 p.m. on the light, we praise God because simply God is good. And even in trying times, even during pandemics and even during struggles, we have to praise God to let him know that we trust him and we believe in his word. We stand on his word. So praise is what we do. Even when we're going through, we still have to give God praise because he's worthy.
Well, and this is someone that you need to meet and you need to know and you need to, I've been on her show, which is always a blast. I never want to leave. You say, okay, 5 minutes to, and then like 55 minutes later, I'm barely getting out the door. But she has written a book called Broken Steps, Boss Lady of Gospel, The Anita Dean Story. This is, you know, you wrote this with your husband, the Reverend Jerry Arnett. And I almost said Jerry Dean Arnett, but, you know, he is an amazing man of God. He's just down the hall.
Yes.
And he is something else. And to hear him pray with you Sunday mornings on the radio. But tell us what led you to write this book. And I just want people to get to know you. And I'm going to tell folks how they can listen to you, even on their smartphones, and how they can hear you. And just to give people a background, the Truth Network, we started our Christian radio adventure 22 years ago, something like that. And a couple years into it, a very sharp, a very talented African-American lady walked into my office. And for the first time in my early young career, and the first time ever since that day, the only time ever someone looked me in the eye and said, you are going to hire me, and we're going to do great things to the glory of God together. And I thought, wait a second, did she just tell me to hire her? Did she just tell me so? And so now you know why she's called the Boss Lady. Now you can corroborate what I just said. None of that's, I'm not, you know, making any of that up. No embellishment there, right?
No, that is definitely true. I was in secular music for a long, long time and had always said I would never do gospel. But we have to be careful what we tell God because he already has a plan. Not only does he have a plan, he has a master's plan. And my plan was to work here at Truth Broadcasting. I didn't even realize that, but I knew it had to be different. Something had to change in my life. And so once I met you, I said, you really need to hire me. And you did.
Unbelievable.
And it's been wonderful ever since.
Well, and let me set this up, too. When you walk the halls of this company, if you come to visit us where Truth Talk is produced and where we do all of our, we're on Providence Lane, the coolest name for a road, isn't it?
Definitely.
It's God's reminder that none of this is here by our reckonings or our doings or our machinations or anything. But you will see when you walk in all these trophies and all these plaques, and you'll see a big poster that says Anita Dean Day. You know, the mayor of the city of Winston-Salem has announced this day. You'll see awards, you'll see accolades. It's not uncommon for a limousine to pull up and a big promoter to get out. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh yes, Stu finally gets his praise and all that. And I walk up, you know, with my big smile ready to get my ribbon, and he says, we want to see the boss lady, Anita Dean Arnett. And I'm like, wait a second. But so you have, God's used you from here and all you've done in your life, even before here, to touch a whole lot of people and to make a big impact. And those trophies are really trophies of grace. And your book is a trophy of grace. I love how, take us back to the beginnings and how you met Christ and some of the struggle early on that people don't, they hear you on the radio, they hear this big personality, they're touched, they're encouraged, but there's something that God did in you, even going way, way on back before radio that you talk about in this book.
Yes, Broken Steps. And Stu, some people wonder why the title, Broken Steps. But at one time or another, we have all been broken. And in my life at that particular time, when I first came to Truth Broadcasting, my life was really broken and I didn't know God. But there was an experience, and it's in the book. I won't tell it, but there was an experience that I had with a stranger here at this studio. But basically, it was a visit from God. And so my life began to change. I had asked God to do some things in my life, but it's about timing. And as I said, there are so many times when we feel we're broken. We feel like we're useless. We feel like there's no hope. But God can take anything that's broken, which I was broken at that time, and he is the only one that can heal a broken soul. And my soul was broken. But God took it and mended it back together and let me know that through him, all things are possible. Wow. And then my life began to turn around. That's when the trophies began to come. When I start putting my trust in God, that's when I began to heal.
Yeah, and what would you say the event was that really opened your heart to the Lord? You know, there you are looking at the down the barrel of a gun. There you are, you and your baby could be killed. You know, you talk about these experiences, rough stuff and attacks and all kinds of things. And you're thinking this could be it for Anita Dean. Then now Anita Dean Arnett.
Right.
And there was no book. There was no nationally, awesome, high rated gospel music program.
Right.
And there was none of that. What would you say God used in your life when you talk about broken steps?
Yes. Domestic violence was very, very, very strong in my life. And I knew that there was something that I had to do. I had to call on somebody. And as I said, I wasn't saved at that time, but I had sense enough to know that there was a higher power. Mm. I knew that there was somebody other than my friends and my family that I could go to. And I still get emotional because when I think about the goodness of God and all that he did for me during those times when I was going through domestic violence, when I was looking at the barrel of a gun, when my life was threatened more than one time, God saw fit to save me. Wow. Then he saw fit to continue to let me live because he did have a purpose for my life. And so I want everybody that's listening to know that no matter what you've been through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, that God can take a broken vessel and he can heal. Amen. And so it's just important to encourage people because we all need to be encouraged.
Well, we're all like those steps in this picture.
Yes.
This is really, quite frankly, I love your book, and I was honored to be one of the folks that endorsed this
you
book.
You did. So, I had so many great people. Mayor Alan Jones, Judge Denise Hartsfield, my pastor, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Dr. Sir Walter Mack. We just had so many people that read the book that was really, really encouraged by it.
Well, I love it. And I love how you take, this is real. Like some books, paint this picture that's just not real.
No, that's right.
Impractical.
That's
right. But when you have the word broken in your book title, and you've got this picture. Now, we're going to have to take a quick break and then come back. And we're going to make this a podcast and everything, okay?
Okay.
We got to, and this, the you can share with your listeners and everything across all your stations that you're on. What is the best way for people to get your book? What's the practical way to get that? I mean, they can call our headquarters here.
Yes.
They
can call here.
Go online. Okay.
It's at Amazon.
Okay, Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon. Awesome. And then they can call us here at 336-480-2039. And we can ship anywhere.
Fantastic.
And the only price is $15.
Okay, $15. You may want to buy a case of them and of course,
bless somebody with them.
Why not?
Prison ministries or any type of revivals or conferences, women conference, domestic violence, that type of thing, or just to encourage anyone.
More of the Anita Dean story from the book Broken Steps, Boss Lady of Gospel, really an easy read, a simple read, but basically putting your, I don't know how you put your life, I mean, this could be thicker than the thickest encyclopedia or dictionary, but it's a jumping off point, I guess, right?
Yes, it's a beginning because the story is still being written.
And I know that, and it's impacting my life every day. She is Anita Dean Arnett, the Boss Lady of Gospel. When we come back, we'll get more into the brokenness and how God can use the brokenness in your soul to shine His amazing light.
Amen.
And so we'll get more, we'll continue our visit with Anita Dean Arnett right after this. From rock jock, top 40 music to the queen of gospel.
Amen.
And some cool stories about some famous people when we come back right here on Truth Talk. I'm Stu Epperson. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all those places, and we'll put pictures up. And we'll talk about what she does for Mother's Day and what she does for kids after this, too. These are two epic things she does that are transforming our community here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Yes.
And it's now inspiring people all over the world. Stay tuned. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program, of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors. Stu Epperson, looking at the baby picture of a woman of God whose book is absolutely inspiring. You're not going to be able to put it down. And I think about the verse in Psalms 34, I think it's verse 18, where it says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves such as are of a contrite spirit." And this book is entitled Broken Steps, Boss Lady of Gospel, the Anita Dean Arnett's story. She's with me right now in the studio. A beautiful book. On the cover, you've got steps into kind of maybe a little bit rough house or area, but with the steps are broken.
They're broken.
And it's interesting. Broken steps. Tell us about that. Just those two words and how that theme kind of pulsates through this whole book you wrote.
Amen. Stu, if you're looking at that book, and you would have to have it, but we had to make sure we could find the right steps. It had to be an old set of steps, and they had to be broken. And as I said earlier, when you look at those steps, you see they really specify danger. Because, you know, when you go up to an old house and you see the steps, you get ready to enter the house, you're very careful how you enter because of those steps, because right. they're not stable. And at points in my life, I was not stable. Mm. There were brokenness in my life. So many things were going on. You know, as I said, domestic violence, about to lose my life, about to be homeless, all kinds of things. And as I say, people look at me and I don't look like what I've been through. Mm. Honestly, you know, we cannot judge a book by the cover, but brokenness is something that we all go through at one time or another. Mm. And so when you see those steps, but through my brokenness, God used my wholeness to make me whole again. And so He can do that for anybody. Mm. But that's where the title came from. My husband had talked to me during our courtship and that type of thing. And so one day he said to me, "You know, your stories are just powerful. The most people would have lost their minds through all the things that you've gone through. How can you smile? How can you go on? How did you go on?" And he said, "You really need to write a book. We need to write a book." And it was painful, very painful, because, as I said, I get teary-eyed and I want to think about all the things that happened to me. And it almost seems like a lifetime story. It seems like something that is not real. But I lived every day of that brokenness. And he said, "We need to do it." And it took him 5 years to write the book.
Wow.
Because there were times when I didn't want to discuss it. I couldn't talk about it.
Going back into that pain.
Back into
rough.
That pain, yeah. And it was so difficult. Mm. But I had to tell the story in order for God to heal my brokenness.
Well, I love that verse in 2 Corinthians 4 where Paul, through the Holy Spirit's inspiration, says, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, and literally jars of clay. And we know that jars have cracks in them.
Yes.
But we also know that through those cracks, the light of the glory of God can shine.
Yes.
And Paul goes on to talk about the glory of the light of Jesus. And I think about this chapter in chapter 9, rebirth of Boss Lady.
Yes.
Can you talk about that, how this was, you had been in religion, you had been a part of the church. We all, you know, hey,
yes.
A bunch of us have sung at the choir. We didn't even know who we were singing to, right? Or what we were singing for. But something happened when you lived 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Yes, that's right. Well, that was the rebirth because, as I said, when I started to work here, that's when my life began to change. I thought it was all about me prior, boss lady, boss lady, boss lady. But I had to realize that it wasn't about me. One Sunday morning, I came in because when you first hired me, remember I wanted to go on the air? I wanted to do a program.
Yes.
I was excited. I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that.
I remember
and
well.
You spoke to me and you said, it's not time. It's not time. So we have to realize that everything happens in God's time. Then about 4 or 5 months later, you came to me. It was right before Easter. I never will forget. You said to me, how's your show going? And I said, Stu, you told me I couldn't do a show. You looked at me and you said, it's time. And that's when you gave me a Sunday morning. Mm. I only had Sunday morning. And God has opened up doors.
Wow.
Now I'm on every day except Saturday. Yeah. I'm on every day from Monday through Friday and on Sunday mornings.
Wow.
But God did a new thing in my life. Mm. I came in one Sunday morning. I was doing my show. And all of a sudden, Stu, the Spirit hit me. And it wasn't about me anymore. I had to put my paper down. And my music went off. And all of a sudden, I was praising God. That's where the praise is what I do.
Amen.
Comes in. I was praising God, and I mean, it was a different thing. I was a new creature. I was a new person.
Amen.
Because God came into my life at that time, and I knew I could depend on Him. I knew I could trust Him in all
Amen.
Things. And then...
And you were the breadwinner, and you know, you're...
Yes, I was a single
mom. Darnell's in school. Tanya's not working. You know, you're doing a lot.
I
you know?
Was
and,
doing a lot.
And the wild thing is, here I am in Christian radio, and so many people listen to Christian
they
radio
do?
Right now. So many people listen to this show all over the country.
Yes.
We have awesome affiliates, AFR, and the Wilkins Radio Network, and so many people that carry this program.
Yes.
And these are people that labor. They come in, they do their shifts, and some of them are listening to me right now and listening to you, and they're struggling. And
right.
But they're a single mom or a
yes.
single parent trying to feed. And this is where you were getting
yes.
up doing that show. Was a lot of work.
Yes, Sunday morning. And then, as I said, I apologized on the air. I said, oh, I apologize. My music was off, and I was crying, and I was praising God, and I had a doctor of music call me, and he said, don't ever apologize for your praise.
Mm.
So you can praise God through anything, even when you've lost a loved one,
wow.
even through this pandemic, even if you're going through, you don't have a job, your money's looking funny, you know, but you can still trust God.
Amen. Well, that's so encouraging. And here you are. I mean, by the way, you could have a whole book just on your awards because you're talking about, if, for example, Gospel Announcer of the Year Award, 2006, 2007, Gospel Female Announcer of the Year. You've got award after award after award, all these, you know, wonderful awards for, you know, citizenship awards and just bringing help and life to the community. And I think of these two big things that you're doing
yes.
that we've done for decades, you know,
yes.
and that is this amazing toy drive.
Yes.
Every year. Oh, my.
Every year where we service the community with toys, and we're so blessed. People donate toys. I mean, it looks like Toys R Us in here.
You can't walk in here. You can. I have told people, I dare you to walk into Truth Talk headquarters.
Yes.
In early December.
Yes.
You can't. I mean, you got, you know, remember that fellow that brought in a tractor trailer? I think
yes.
his name was Randy. Loves Jesus. He called and said, I want to help your toy drive. We said, okay. He said, I'll bring a few bikes.
48
we said, okay.
Brand
new bikes.
48.
I had to hop on one. I could hardly ride it through the thing, you know, had my buddy the elf costume on. But what an amazing thing. And I don't care what anyone says, by the way, Santa Claus is black.
Santa Claus is any color you want him to
well,
be.
Well, I sat on his lap, and I looked him in the eye, okay? So
we have pictures to prove it.
We have pictures, but he comes in here, awesome man of God, yes. Who also, you know, he also does some work, you know, in the funeral industry,
yes.
And drives a limousine, and he brings that limousine to bless, yes, our moms at Mother's Day. But what a deal to look a kid in the eye who's not going to get Christmas.
Yes.
Maybe a single mom, maybe that one family, mm, with, you know, six kids. None of them could hardly afford shoes, and they,
that's
came
true,
up in that big clunker of a car that we don't know how it got out of the parking lot, and they came in and they walked out with a radiance of Christ on them.
Yes, I'm telling you, we had one lady that had eight children, and there was no way that she could provide for those children, and we do that every year. The numbers just keep going up. I think it was 193 this past year. God truly blessed us with donations. From so many business people. We had so many sponsors, and we thank them all. But every year, it just gets gooder and gooder.
Well,
I know that's not a good word, but...
Well, it's amazing, though. This is classic. I mean, this is almost like a time lapse or, time capsule from the 50s,
yes,
40s and 50s, because you literally ask people to write letters. Tell everyone how that goes.
Each family will write a letter as to why they need help, and we don't turn anybody away.
It's amazing.
Even after we finished our, deadline, we are still giving away. We had families last year that had been burned out, that type of thing, so... I'm just a sucker for babies and elderly people. So we always make sure everybody gets something, and we always have surplus, and then we donate it back to an organization. So we just keep on doing great things here at The Light and the Truth.
It's awesome to see what God's doing. Mother's Day, huge thing for moms.
Yes,
powerful.
We had 300 mothers that we celebrated. And why not celebrate moms while they're alive?
Yes.
And we have a big dinner. We give them prizes, and they have flowers and entertainment. And we love our mothers. Every year, it gets bigger and bigger. We started out with like seven or eight in our conference room, and then we went to like 100, then 200, and now last year we had 300.
God can take someone riddled with domestic violence, stuck in tough spots, single mom, breadwinner, with all kinds of rough things in her past, and turn her into a wonderful lady. We call her the Gospel Queen. She's the Boss Lady of Gospel. Her book is Broken Steps. Get a copy of this book,
yes,
right away. It'll be a blessing to so many. It's just down to earth. What I love about this book is it's down to earth.
Yes.
It's not one of these, New York bestsellers books, which, those are good too, but
yes,
this has got this is Kingdom of God, all-time bestsellers, because it glorifies the one who wrote all of our story,
yes,
the Lord,
yes,
Jesus Christ, and your life is a testament to him.
Amen. We all have a story. We just, sometimes we're ashamed to talk about it, but as I said, in order for God to heal, we have to tell our stories, to share, to let God, if God did it for me, he can do it for anyone else, and I really thank my family and my husband, for Reverend Jerry Arnett. He's my prayer partner. Mm. He's my friend, and he wrote the book, basically, and I just chimed in. But we thank God for Truth Broadcasting, and you, Stu, and the work that you do, not only here but in the community.
Awesome. Broken Steps, get it on Amazon. Boss Lady of Gospel, the Anita Dean story, get it there. Call this number, 336-759-0363.
Yes.
And we'll find a way to get you a copy, $15, but get a whole bunch of them to bless people with. Broken Steps, the Boss Lady of Gospel. What a treat to sit down. Now, many of you heard the broadcast, but this is bonus material just for the podcast. And, wow. Boss Lady, I'm going to tell you, I just, when I walked into our conference room, over a decade ago, and it's packed. I mean, I had to stand up because all these moms that were Mother's Day winners were in there. And then we had to move to another facility offsite. Then we had to move to a bigger facility. And then we had to move to a mega facility, 300 moms. But tell everyone maybe one of the highlights of that Mother's Day thing. Boss Lady Anita Dean Arnett, one of our awesome gospel hosts for 20 years. What an epic. So we're going to do a big party. We're going to do a big celebration for that, okay? We're going to figure out how to do parties right now. It's a little weird, with everything going on.
Yes.
But you have been the life source for so many people on the radio. They'll turn on that radio, 1340 Winston-Salem, 1400 Greensboro, and the new 103.5, because he's alive on 103.5 and 96.3. and in Fairmont, North Carolina, AM 860.
Yes.
And other people want to carry your program because you're just lifting people up to Jesus. Effectively, did I say that wrong?
No, you said it right.
And you are, your slogan is praise.
Is what I do.
So praise is you, who you are. It's what you do. And yes. You're all pointing to him. And Jesus Christ is glorified in your book, Broken Steps, Boss Lady of Gospel, the Anita Dean story. But something people don't know is I walk in your office 2 months, 3 months before the big Mother's Day gala. And this is true of the toy drive you do.
Yes.
Two big events every year, the toy drive and the Mother's Day thing. We have wonderful people that sponsor these things to help. We go get more toys. We go get put more smiles on faces. We share the gospel. We give Bibles out. We just love on people. The station is like a party in here. It's like Christmas all over the place. And Mother's Day, it's like that too.
Yes.
But people don't see the stacks of letters on your desk from people. And you go on there, just tell everyone what they do. This is so epic. This is how radio was done for years, and I think people will appreciate this.
Amen. We, don't use the computers to pick. We read every letter for the toy drive, every letter that comes in, we read them. And for the Mother's Day, for our winners, we always have three top winners. Every letter is read. Every year we have a theme, and every letter that is sent in is read. I do not choose. I always have a panel that picks our Mother's Day winners. But every letter is read. We don't, use the computers or anything like that.
What's in that letter? What's a typical letter you read?
For the toy drive, basically the families are telling us why they need the help. They give the age of the children, how many children they have, boy, girl. And then we handpick letters and we do everything by hand. And we have a party that helps us to separate the toys by boys and girls. Mm. So it's almost like a assembly line. We do that, and we do it for the Mother's Day as well. We have a theme, and each person will send in a letter why their mom should be Mother of the Year. We read every letter, and we pick them according to the needs of that letter.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because there are some moms. I just couldn't. Literally, I was thinking I was reading the Book of Job.
Mm-hmm.
Where you got a great-grandma raising five children. Kids. So, yes. Talk about that just real quick with this mother.
Grandmothers now are raising children, 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, and they really have basically just enough money to take care of their needs, and they're trying to supply food, clothing, and that type of thing for their grandchildren. Mm. And some of them don't even know where their parents are. But we commend them for all the services that they're trying to give. So that's where we step in and help.
I can't believe that I've been working with you, and I've been blessed by you for 20 years and growing. Boss Lady Anita Dean Arnett, her book is Broken Steps, Boss Lady of Gospel. Looking back over 20 years, which you do a lot in this book, because you talk about coming in that first day, and she's the only employee I've ever had, team member that said, we call her employees team members here at the Truth Network. Where she said, Stu, you're hiring me. I mean, it was
he did.
This interview's going interesting because, it's usually, okay, well, tell me what you've done. Tell me your past, this and that. Tell me why you think you do the job. And she said, let's just cut to the chase. You're going to hire me. I'm almost started. And we're going to make music together for the glory of God.
Yes.
And then I did it. It was the best deal I ever did. I mean, it was a great move. And I wrote in the back of this book, I said, I knew when I first met Anita Boss Lady Dean Arnett, I knew I was in the presence of greatness, but not just someone with amazing gifts and talents, but someone with the anointing of the Lord.
Amen.
So when you look back at 20 years, how do you even contextualize that, or how would you express that verbally to everyone listening?
Well, it was the best choice I ever made, and somehow or another, God was speaking through me to you, and I didn't even realize it at the time, because normally I wouldn't have made a statement like that. But God knows everything.
He does.
As I said, He had a plan. And he had the master's plan. And so my life has been a change. There's been a change in my life for the last 20 years. I'm blessed to be a part of Truth Broadcasting.
Well, and all my kids, whenever hope, grace, joy, and faith,
you saw them all.
They weren't even born then, half of them. And then you saw them as little babies. You saw them come in here, and they always want to go to Boss Lady's room, and they always came out with candy.
Candy all the time.
And then they're bouncing off the walls, But what a blessing you've been to so many of your family. Now, tell us about your family now. You've got Reverend Jerry Arnett, your awesome husband, who helped you really put this book together. And then Darnell. Tell everyone about
Darnell,
and the grandkids.
Tanya, Darnell, Jennifer, Jaden, Jordan, RJ, Danielle, Darrell. and Nevaeh. That's our children and our grandchildren.
Unbelievable.
Blended
and,
family.
And there's a whole bunch more that are spiritual family.
That's right.
All have more of that.
Yes,
you know, the impact that,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Jesus didn't have any biological kids.
Mm.
Jesus didn't have a wife, physical wife.
Yeah.
But what's cool is we are the bride of Christ.
That's right.
And what's cool is Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so I sent you.
Yes.
And there he is hanging on that cross with no progeny. And the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 53, verse 8 says, who will declare his generation?
Yes.
They basically were laughing at him saying, you got no kids. You got no one. You're going to die on that cross. You're going to be thrown in some unmarked tomb. And no one's going to ever know who you were forever because you have no kids to carry your name on, no grandkids, no great-grandkids, whatever, no wife, blah, 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 blah. When in fact, Jesus Christ died to make us sons and daughters, John 1:12. As many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the sons of God.
Yes.
And so now we are creating, and you are, Boss Lady Dean Arnett, I'm giving you a word from God right here, from his word. Nothing original to me. The Holy Spirit wrote this. You are creating spiritual progeny.
Yes.
When you open that mic and go on the radio like you're about to do in just a few minutes, they're banging on the door getting you out of here. I'm making you late for your shift. You do this gospel radio program every day and every weekend on Sunday mornings. It's amazing. It's awesome. You can download the Truth Network app and listen to Boss Lady. Just click on Truth Network Radio on your app store, whatever phone you have or whatever computer, and you can just scroll down to the light, the gospel station. I listen to you all the time. When I'm out of the country, I can listen to you on this Truth Network free app. Just scroll down to the light, and you'll hear her light up so many people's lives. But you're creating spiritual progeny, and you're bringing people to Christ who may not even know who their biological parents are.
Yes.
But they know Jesus, and for all they know, you're their spiritual mama.
That's right. I'm mama to so many, and some of them are older than I am, but they call me mama.
And that's the power of discipleship.
Amen.
And that's the power of, that's how we can be even closer to people that aren't even biologically related to us than we are people that you know, because of how Christ brings us together. And thank you for all you've done to so many listeners and through God, how letting the Holy Spirit use you to bring so many to Jesus and to bring hope and to play that music, which you're about to do because praise.
It's what I do. And, you know, it's just a blessing to be a blessing. And truly, I love blessing people every day. And I'm glad he chose me because he did.
Amen. Well, we're glad he did too, because you have lit up our lives and blessed us beyond words. And this book, Broken Steps, the Boss Lady of Gospel, the Anita Dean story, and I think I'm going to buy a bunch so I can keep giving these out to people. But we give them out on the air too, don't we, Sam?
Do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
So you can listen to her show. You can win it that way. But order it and bless someone in your life. And what a blessing. I'm so encouraged. And, you know, I feel like we could talk all day, but we
got
to go.
We got to go. I got work to do.
You
got to
go. You got to go bless some other people.
Got to bless some people.
You've raised our ratings here on Truth Talk. Now you're going to raise a bunch of other people's ratings. God bless
you,
Boss Lady.
It's a pleasure. God bless you.
Thank you.